And staying with news from Africa, Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said today he was trying to reconnect with the international community. His comments came after meeting the Dutch Prime Minister on his first major trip since forming a unity government with rival President Robert Mugabe. He was in the Netherlands on the first leg of a tour to seek financial aid for the Southern African country, whose economic crisis many critics blame on Mugabe. Meanwhile, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe launched a new customs union at an African economic summit yesterday, hoping it'll boost investment and strengthen economic ties on the continent. But Zimbabwe, hit hard by years of hyperinflation and economic contraction, and which has been isolated for years, is unlikely to immediately benefit from the customs union. Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil Dennis Benton says while the summit may not produce any significant changes for the country, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's visit to the West may.
This organisation is an empty shell, really. It, for instance, doesn't include South Africa, which is the economic powerhouse in the whole of Africa, and Zimbabwe's neighbour. It does include, however, Egypt, which has got very little to do with the organisation in the sense that it's called the Economic Community of East and Southern Africa, and there's no way one can describe Egypt as fitting in with that, or Libya for that matter. It's unlikely to produce anything of real importance. Nominally, they've agreed on moves to cut tariffs between these countries, and of course Mugabe has come up with a brilliant suggestion that they should alternate money to Zimbabwe. Very little is likely to come of it. What is more likely to achieve some results, even though limited, is Morgan Tsvangirai's visit to the West. He's now in Holland, where he's been having talks. He's denied that he's visiting the West with a begging bowl, but in fact that's rather disingenuous. Of course he's out for begging for money, because Zimbabwe is in desperate straits still. It is hoped that the West would bail him out.